Welcome to the Client Stampede Podcast. Everything you need to know to get more clients, make more money, and have more fun in your business. I'm your host, Julie Guest. Build the train tracks first, a lesson in growth. Are you clear about your vision for your company? Is your goal to grow it as fast as possible and then exit for the right price? Or is it to get it running on autopilot as a self-managing company, requiring minimal involvement from you and enabling you to pick and choose the kind of work that you do and the hours that you work? Or do you have major expansion plans, maybe expand your company's operations and become a nationwide or global brand? Whatever your vision, chances are excellent you have a business transformation plan or core strategic plan to get you there. But if you're not quite clear on your execution strategy, but your goals are big, there's a great lesson to be learned about a certain train track high on the Alps. Between Austria and Italy, there's a section of the Alps where it is an impossibly steep, very high part of the mountains called the Semmering Railway that crosses some of the most difficult terrain in the world. The Semmering Railway had been the genius of engineer Karl Ritter von Geyer, who had started thinking about building the railway in 1842. Before any train at that time could possibly traverse such a steep grade. 12 years later, 14 tunnels, 16 viaducts, and 20,000 workers, the railway was complete, as well as a train that could make the grade 5 times steeper than any other. You see, Ritter von Geyer didn't spend his time wondering if the train would ever be built, or if it would make money, or if his customers would pay to travel from Vienna to Venice. His passion and love for his work propelled him to act as if the train could climb the steep traverse, even though at that time it actually hadn't even been invented yet. What he did know is that he could win the hearts and minds of the people by providing an inspiring vision of what could be, while laying out the groundwork on how to complete this massive task, so that his questions would be answered. The route became so successful in von Geyer's lifetime that it was a route often taken by Austrian Emperor Franz Joseph and his wife Sisi in the 19th century when they travelled to different parts of their empire. And over 170 years later, this railway route remains one of the most scenic and most popular in the world. So what's the takeaway in all this? Have you ever put off a rebranding project or investing in a much bigger website for your company on the basis that you'll do it when you hit X, Y, or Z goal? Just like the Semmering Railway, the tracks have to be built first before the train will come, meaning that these are the things that will get you to your goal, not the other way around. That's it for this week's episode. Don't forget to check out next week's issue of Monday Marketing Gold, your weekly e-magazine for more marketing tips, tricks, and strategies from the trenches. You can subscribe for free by visiting clientstampede.com/gold.